So do you think the Pistons missed out? Think they missed out by not being more aggressive in trying to land Jaylen Brown? Understand, if you had to be aggressive, you'd be talking about Jalen Duren and others and other draft capital probably to acquire Jaylen Brown. It would totally remake and revamp this team. It would have changed and gone against exactly what Trajan Langdon said was going to they're going to look at in this offseason. He has been very upfront that they want to build around Jalen Duren, Cade Cunningham, and Asar Thompson. Those are the three that they're building around. But at this point in time, they also haven't landed that number two guy yet. We're all hoping that the Pistons are going to be able to find. And at this point, it seems like the only way you're going to find that number two guy is to come up with a trade scenario. Does the trade happen this offseason? Or does the trade happen at the deadline next year? You know, I'm of the belief right now it's going to happen next year. I don't know if it's going to happen this year. I don't know if New Orleans is willing to trade Trey Murphy at this point. And you know, frankly, next year you get to the trade deadline, there'll be other players that'll be up there that we haven't thought of right now or that nobody's mentioning right now. They'll be on the verge of free agency and teams want to get something before losing guys. And it just seems like there'll be a bigger pool to look at in February than what there is right now.
I'm glad you brought that up because it's not over if nothing else happens this offseason. You're right. When the trade deadline comes, there will be more players probably available. And there might not be that long-term fit. That might be a short-term fit, and that's okay. If especially with fans now around here, it seems like they're desperate to try to win a championship right away. That short-term guy, I don't know if it's, I'm just throwing out a name, Kevin Durant, if it's available during the trade deadline where, hey, we just need this guy to come in this second half of the year and help us win a championship. That's a possibility. As of right now in the offseason, we're looking for long-term help, right? We're looking for like the Trey Murphy type of player. But you're right. If they don't get anything done, I'll be disappointed. But I will still hold out hope that you have something to move at, you know, at the trade deadline.
And disappointment is different than being pissed.
Yeah.
Like if Trey Murphy gets traded and you look at what he was traded, if he was just traded for like draft capital somewhere, I'm going to be pissed.
I'm going to get pissed.
Yeah. That'll be different.
I'll be like kind of pissed. I'm like, what? That's it?
Yeah. I'm not thrilled with what's going on right now, but I can still be calm a little bit and see, all right, hold on. Let's let everything play out before I really get upset. But I think disappointment's eventually going to set in. I just don't want to end up being pissed. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. More of your calls and texts. We continue here. Jim is in Roscommon. Jim, welcome to 97.1. Hey, Jim.
How you doing, guys?
Good. How are you?
Good. All right. I don't understand the being pissed or even being upset with what's happened so far with the Pistons. I think Trajan Langdon has done awesome. And this is what I'm looking at. You got Isaiah Joe, good shooter. That's great, a plus. You got Collins, to me, upgrade. Two pluses on the best team in the league. And I think that's what most people are missing, is that was the best team in the East. So we've gotten a little better, and we're the best. So I get other teams have gotten better, but Miami getting better with two good players and 12 crappy ones, I'll take what we did. If we get something else, great. Pipe dream, Jaylen Brown, Kawhi Leonard, pipe dreams. They didn't want to come to Detroit, weren't going to come. And I don't think it wasn't that we didn't want to trade for them. I think it was 100% they said, nope, not an option.
Well, Jaylen Brown didn't matter. That was a Boston thing. That was not a Jaylen Brown saying he didn't want it. I mean, Jaylen Brown apparently he didn't want to leave Boston, but Boston wanted to move Jaylen Brown. They just found the deal easier to go with Philadelphia than to, I guess, go with what the Pistons were not offering. We don't know what the Pistons were offering. And thanks for the call, Jim. He's satisfied with what the Pistons have done. He's happy with what the Pistons have done. I think you got to go back and look at this. Okay, what have they done? They've lost Isaiah Stewart and Tobias Harris. And you're replacing that on your roster now with John Collins and Isaiah Joe. Shooting-wise, the Pistons are better off, without question. But you've lost glue guys from the team in Tobias Harris, who everybody effectively called Unk. They love Tobias Harris. And it seemed like Tobias Harris loved to be here too. And then you've lost Isaiah Stewart, who absolutely was a team guy, but didn't give you much offense at all. So the net on that is that you're probably getting more scoring from the two new guys than what you did from the two guys that are no longer on this team. But the other side of that is you've lost your rim protector and you've lost leadership. So John Collins coming over here, what kind of leadership does he give? Is it a wash with what he was or what he's going to be with the Pistons and what Tobias was with the Pistons? I mean, I'm not going to split hairs here. If one guy was better than the other, it's not by much. Really, it comes down to what you've added offensively and what you've lost offensively. What they've lost is Isaiah Stewart, which wasn't much, and what you've added is Isaiah Joe, which is a lot. That's great, but how much defensively has this hurt this team? We don't know yet. It remains to be seen, and there's still moves that could happen, but right now it's trending towards a little bit disappointing, but that's just the offseason. Doesn't mean that they can't be a better team going into the playoffs next year because you've got the trade deadline to deal with, and we'll see how players end up getting better or not getting better this year. Not everybody gets better, but you're adding a new piece in a Corey, the rookie they drafted, who they moved up to get. There was a lot of conviction there by Trajan Langdon. That was his guy. Went up and got him. Okay, you went up and got him. What kind of impact is he going to have? I mean, led the ACC in scoring last year as a freshman. That's crazy to think. But we don't know what he's going to be like in the NBA. He's on the Summer League roster. We'll get to watch him play next week or whenever the Summer League starts, right? And then we're going to get all types of excited, maybe too excited about it. At least Doug will, because that's Doug's thing.
No, he said he was not going to get excited.
Yeah, we know.
He said he was not going to get excited, right, Gator. Come on now.
And I don't care about Tiger prospects. Yeah. Right. I got it.
Well, yeah, they definitely lost defense with Tobias and Beef Stew leaving the team, but they gained offense. And I think one of the focal points and things that Trajan Langdon was targeting this offseason was, how do I help Cade Cunningham out? At the end of the playoffs, Cade was spent. Cade was playing 40 minutes a night, getting these quick stops and short rests, right? And using real-time rest instead of game rest. And he was playing with a broken rib and a collapsed lung. Trajan saw this. And then he had to bring the ball up the court by himself every single time. And then Trajan's like, enough. I got to get some more floor spacing, some people they respect on the offensive end so they don't just have to double-team Cade, blitz him, force into these turnovers that he was susceptible of committing. So that's what Trajan Langdon focused on. Now, they are losing defense, but it's not like, John Collins can't play defense at all. Now, Isaiah Joe, a little different, but he is athletic and he's a sniper. So like I said, I think the focal point was, how do I get the supporting cast a little bit better, which helps make Cade better?
Yeah, and a lot of people like the word identity of a basketball team. What's your identity? What's this? I don't know if you have to have one, but it's easy to label a team that way, and it makes you feel safe and comfortable to label this team. Oh, the identity of the Pistons, they're tough to play against, and they're a defensive-minded team. Okay. Well, now you've taken away a lot of that with Isaiah Stewart and some of that away with Tobias Harris. So it's going to change the identity of this team, but that change might be, this could be a really good shooting basketball team, which I'm excited to see. 248-539-9797. This is 97.1.